possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grant and Danny here on The Fan and the Team 980 until 4 o'clock. Welcome. Toby in for GP. The show is brought to you today and every day by the law firm of Condori and Morad. They can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. We jump now, Tobes, to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. One of the deans of DC Sports, David Aldridge, joins us, reacting to Terry McLaurin. David, good afternoon. Thanks for the time.
My pleasure, guys. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you were there. Just give me your first reaction. What's kind of at first blush? What'd you make of it?
You know, obviously we're getting kind of close to camp here, so the urgency is picked up, and I don't think Terry was acting. I think he is a little frustrated and a little, you know, upset about how the negotiations have gone. I also think that, you know, pressure bursts pipes, right? And so the more pressure one side feels over the other tends to get things going. And so now he has served deep into the commander's ad court, and now it is on them to return the serve, right? Like, so you either do that with a bigger offer, a better offer, or you start waging your own PR campaign, right? And so all I know is we all know what Terry McLaurin's been about since he's been here. I think we know who he is. And to me, it doesn't mean you give him every dollar. It doesn't mean you pay him more than you pay, you know, Jamar Chase. I'm not suggesting that at all. But I do think that he has earned, if anybody has earned, goodwill on the part of this organization, even though these guys are new, and I get that. I understand this is a new front office, so they weren't here for most of Terry's time here. But they know the track record. They know what he did last season. They know how important he was for Jaden Daniels. So I just can't imagine this does not get done before camp, because it's not just about missing camp time. It's about being, you know, physically ramping up to play professional football. I don't care what kind of shape you're in. There's no way that you can simulate that other than being on a field doing it, right? And so anybody who misses time in camp is susceptible to the kinds of injuries, and especially at a position like wide receiver, where there's a lot of explosive moves that are being made to the types of injuries that keep you out for weeks, and you don't want that. And Terry's been very durable since he's been here, and you don't want it to start now. You want to hit the ground running with a much tougher schedule than you had last season.
Talking with David Aldridge here on Grant and Danny. Toby Altizer sitting in for GP today. Were you a little surprised that you got the answers that you did from Terry today, David? Because we were talking before the show, or and even at the start of the show, Danny and I were talking about how, okay, we were expecting to maybe hear, you know, obviously to talk about the contract, but we were expecting maybe toe the company line and say, hey, you know, I don't want to comment on the negotiations. But to hear him come out and immediately say, yeah, I've been frustrated, I've been disappointed. Were you a little surprised to hear that from Terry?
Not really. Clearly, it's been out there for a while, right? And,
yeah.
And he said, like, all the stuff you've heard about me being frustrated, that came from me, right? Like, he was very upfront about that because he has been frustrated, you know. So I'm not surprised. I mean, again, timing is everything. It's a week before camp starts, and there's an urgency to it now that everybody understands, and I think – it doesn't mean that Terry's not frustrated, but it means making that clear and obvious to everybody puts pressure back on the organization. And maybe it should be on the organization, right? You know, but I would say this, you know, I understand organizations trying to hold the company line, especially for a guy that's 30 years old. I get that. I do understand that. I also understand that we've been told time and time again, well, the blueprint is to build as good a team around Jaden Daniels as possible before you have to extend him and give him $300 million or whatever the number is going to be in a couple of years that you have to give him. Okay. Well, I would say Terry McLaurin is a pretty important foundational piece to that, right? Like if you want to build the best team around your young quarterback as possible, I don't know how you don't have your best receiver locked up for the duration of that time before you have to extend Jaden Daniels. Then in 3 years, you're going to have a different conversation, right? Like if Terry's still here in 3 years, he's 33 years old now. Now, that's different. I get that. I do. But right now, it's hard for me to say it's good business to be as stringent as possible on the numbers. I would say if there's a tie in terms of talent, size, age, production, all of those things where Terry may not be as young as Amon-Ra St. Brown or as tall as DK Metcalf, right? I get that. But the tie to me is, but he's been the stand-up guy for this organization when there was nothing to stand up for. And he never caused you a moment of pain or embarrassment. He's been nothing but professional since he's been here, and he's been nothing but productive since he's been here. And I think that has to count for something.
Yeah, I think that's – and David Aldridge with us here on Grant and Danny. Tobes in for GP. I think that's one of the essential points. We've had a lot of folks who've already called David. People are tweeting us about this. Kind of to that end, this is the guy that you hold up as the example, right? When they're talking about the commander tag or you're looking for such and such in the draft. Here's when you show up on campus as a rookie, as an undrafted free agent or a veteran – you just follow 17 around, you do what he does. And because of that, it's more than just, you know, the production on the field and where it ranks. The point is it means more to you maybe than it might to the next guy. I think that's the best leverage in a time where, quite frankly, players don't have as much because the way the CBA is and kind of the rules are set up for the teams. That's kind of the best punchback from Terry's side. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's where it is. I mean, I think that's, to me, you know, again, you know him. You know, he's got a track record here, and it's not a track record full of injuries, or it's not a track record full of, you know, embarrassing moments for the organization, but he's too talented to let go. Like, there's been none of that with Terry, right? Like, there's just been none of it. You know, he's done everything that you would ask a guy to be, to do, and he's been everything you would ask a guy to be. And so, to me, it's, again, I'm not trying to negotiate for either side here, but I think there's a number that's less than what Ja'Marr Chase is making, but maybe more than what some other guys ahead of Terry McLaurin are currently making. So, you know, I think you get there and you get this done and you get them into camp and start fresh with, you know, with no holdouts for a team that really has high expectations going into the season.
He seemed pretty miffed at the idea of age being a major part of the reason why maybe this negotiation is so difficult and, you know, right, him going into the year, going to turn 30 pretty soon into the season. How many more years do you think he can be productive? And do you think it's something that maybe that is a big part of this in terms of the years of the contract? We talked about this a little bit yesterday, saying, you know, maybe it's something where he wants 4 years and the Commanders are willing to do three or something along that line. And maybe that's where the holdup is.
Well, I mean, I'm not a contract expert. I don't know what, you know, whether it's 3 years, 4 years, how much money is guaranteed in year three or year four, for that matter, if it goes that far. Like, all I can tell you is he took a screen and took it to the house in Detroit in the playoff game. He took a slant 60 yards against the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. He looks fine to me. I'll put it that way. He doesn't look like he's slowing down any. Nobody could catch him from behind in a playoff game on the road, you know, in back-to-back weeks. So he looked pretty good to me. Now, again, I understand the conversation is different 3 years from now, but until he shows you he's not the guy that his number or that his salary would support, I don't know that you can make the – you can't predict it like it's a certainty, right? Like you can't predict either way. So you're again, you fall back on, all right, if we're going to gamble to overpay over, you know, year 31 and 32, who are we gambling on? We're gambling on a stand-up guy who hasn't missed a game in 4 years and who's made a series of really mediocre quarterbacks look good until Jaden Daniels got here. And then he made a really good quarterback look even better, right? So I just don't think you can fall back on age now that it's time to pay the guy. See, this is the problem I have. This is the problem I have with the Nationals. Like, they do this all the time. Like, a guy puts up numbers, and when it's time to pay him, they go, well, we can't pay you that. That will break our salary structure. Well, okay.
Sorry for producing.
Yeah, we can't pay you Bryce Harper. We can't pay you Anthony Rendon. We can't pay you Juan Soto, what you're worth. And then you've shown you're actually worth twice what we offered you on the open market. You got almost two times what we offered you. But that's, you know, it's always, well, we can't pay you because it's too much money. And it just doesn't work for the team. And I see other teams all the time getting their core guys extended and signed. All of them. Like, all year after year after year, the Braves signed another guy to an 8-year deal. You know what I mean? And the Nats can't get anybody signed. And so you don't want the Commanders. Look, they got Sam Cosmi done. Smart, good business. This is smart and good business, too. You need to get it done.
David, this, you know, not too long ago, Adam Peters could basically, maybe for this fan base, walk on water. And if he made a decision, right? And you were like, hey, I don't quite understand why they signed Javon Kinlaw. Like, they would snap at you like an angry alligator, right?
Right.
And now, this is kind of that first crossroads where public opinion might dip. Probably an impossible to quantify or answer question, but how much damage might this do if this, you know, split kind of...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Continues here.
I think very little, to be honest with you. You can't say let AP cook, and then when you cook, say, well, no, not that way.
Not those ingredients, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? So either you trust him or you don't trust him, right? And, you know, that's where I think this has – that's why I think this needs to get done. Because you, if you look at what Adam Peters has done since he's been here, you would go, yeah, it's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And you would say the same about Terry McLaurin. So what are we talking about here? You're good at what you do. He's good at what he does. Let's figure this out. Like, these are not – nobody is has to prove themselves on this one, right? And so you have to be – I think you have to be – a little, I don't know what's the word. I don't think you can be naive as a fan. This is business, right? Like, this is how, these are the decisions that decide whether you're a championship organization or not. Either you sign the right people for the right amount of money and the right amount of time, or you don't. Or you draft the right people, or you trade for the right people. So far, Adam Peters has done a remarkable job putting a really good team together in a really short period of time, because almost all of his decisions have been good ones. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on this, but I also have to give McLaurin the benefit of the doubt because of who he's been. So this leads me to believe that this should not be a protracted long holdout when you're both smart guys and you both know what's up and you got to figure it out. Like, we don't all, none of us get what we want when we go to the boss and say, I deserve a raise. Nobody does, right? Nobody gets every dime that they're asking for or every perk that they want. But you got to, at some point, sign the contract. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and a team can't talk about family and character and this is who we want in the locker room and then not take care of the guy that personifies all of that in your locker room. You know, like, again, if you're going to overpay anybody, it should be Terry McLaurin, okay? Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that, to me, is where the rubber's got to meet the road and this has got to get settled before next Tuesday.
Talking with David Aldridge here on Grant and Danny, Toby Altizer sitting in for Grant Paulson. What was your thought going into today about when this thing would get done or if it was going to get done? And did the press conference today change any of that?
I have no expectations in terms of contracts because everybody's contract is different. What I want out of a contract is different than what would you want out of a contract, right? We all have different things. We're at different points of our lives. So I never prejudged that this should have been done a month ago. Most of the time, it usually comes down to the end, right? Most negotiations get down to the end because, again, when there's no more time, you're more amenable to making sure you get the deal done. So that's pretty standard stuff. Terry is not one to emote. I thought his emotions were genuine today. I got the sense that he is very frustrated by this, that he had hoped that this would get done beforehand. I don't know that it's going to bring toxicity or anything into the locker room. I think people understand that this is negotiations at the top of the wide receiver food chain, as it should be, right? Because he's proven. He deserves to be at the top of the chain. And it gets hard sometimes. But again, if you call me a week from today and this isn't done yet, now we got a problem. You know, now you got a real problem because now you're missing camp time. And I think that the Commanders have to understand that, and they do know this because these are smart people. Success is very fleeting in the NFL. And you have to do everything possible to make things as easy as possible for your team to hit the ground running. You do not want a guy missing 10 days of camp and then trying to be ready to play football in 2.5 weeks, 3.5 weeks when he hasn't put the pads on in 4 months. You know, like, that's just not how this works. And you need that camp time to get up to speed figuratively and literally to get ready to play football, because that's been the problem with some of the old regimes here is that they didn't actually play football in the preseason. You know, you have to actually play football and hit and be hit to get ready. There's no other, you can't simulate it. That's the only way you're going to get ready. And so Terry's got to get ready too. No matter who you are, you have to get ready. And that's by being on the field.
Is there any chance this continues to escalate and, you know, everybody keeps playing hardball and they're dug in and he doesn't end up playing here?
I would be very surprised if that happened. Because of the signal it would send to the rest of the team. You know, like, you can send signals in different ways. Like, you can send signals by paying a guy, and you can send signals by not paying a guy, right? And so if people look at McLaurin, and again, you look at what he did throughout his career here and what he's done, what he did last season, and the type of person he has been, it's hard for me to justify, well, we had to let him go because he was asking for too much money, but we're still all about the core values of the people that do the hard work should get rewarded, and our best players are going to get taken care of. I'm looking at you like, well, you didn't take care of that guy. You know, he's the most stand-up guy here. Right? You know what I mean? So I think you run a risk. That's a big risk to kind of, you know, telling your franchise quarterback, yeah, we know he's your guy, but we couldn't pay him, sorry. I don't think that's the best message to send to your franchise quarterback. So, again, I'm not saying break the bank. What I'm saying is you may need to go a little above slot here, as they say in baseball.
Yeah. I mean, closing out on that, D.A., like, how much do you think that has to play into the decision here where, yeah, maybe you could save a few bucks, but then you're talking about Jaden Daniels hasn't gotten paid that big contract yet, so maybe now is the time that you're able to do that. But to send the right message, so guys like Bobby Wagner and guys like Zach Ertz that in the future, maybe hey, there's free agents that you want to bring in like that, you're sending the right message to the guys in that locker room that, hey, when you have a guy that produces, that does everything the right way, we take care of that guy.
Right. Well, to me, it's not so much about Bobby Wagner and Ertz, guys who are at the end of their career. You know, it's more about the younger guys on this team. Mm. What are you telling Brandon Coleman? You know, like, what are you telling Sanger still? You know what I mean? Guys like that are going to be part of the future here, long term, those are the guys that are looking at this and going, well, what are you going to do with him? Like, because I'm coming up soon. You know what I mean? You gotta show me what you're gonna do when it's my turn to get a contract. You know what I mean? Like, what are you telling Quan Martin and guys like that? That to me, those are the guys to me that are gonna be looking at this, the ones that are 25 and under and going, all right, what are you gonna, like, he's been the guy here. What are you gonna do for me when it's my turn? You know, and so that's where I think I would be paying attention if I'm a young guy. Or a younger guy, I guess I would say, that is going to get another contract or two in this league before it's over, and I want to know how you're going to handle my situation when it's my turn if you lowball Terry McLaurin. So to me, that's where it would become very problematic. You don't want to start being the team that doesn't pay its guys when it's time to pay the guys. You know, like. It doesn't mean you have to pay everybody, but you have to pay the right guys. And again, if it's not Terry McLaurin, who the hell is it?
David, fantastic as always. Really appreciate the time today. Thank you.
All right, guys. My pleasure.
There he goes. That is David Aldridge of The Athletic. So here's my question for the moment, Tobes. We've been reacting. We're going to keep pivoting the conversation, looking at every angle mm-hmm. we can possibly come up with here. Here's mine now. What's the team's perspective? Is there anybody out there that, after Terry gave his impassioned speech, might go, actually side with the team? Or what's the team thinking here, right? Let's get into the team angle of this because we've heard from Terry. You're not going to hear from the team in all likelihood, right? You're not going to hear from Adam Peters. You're not going to hear from Rails or Magic Johnson or Josh Harris and Mark Hahn or anybody on this kind of subject. What is the team thinking? And does anybody out there have any sympathy or empathy or maybe agree with their perspective on it? 800-636-1067. We'll discuss that next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.